This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel set to swear in a new government that will send Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into the opposition after a record 12 years in office. Sunday's transition comes after a prolonged crisis that sparked four elections in 2 years. Naftali Bennett, the head of a small ultra-nationalist party, will take over as prime minister, but if he wants to keep the job, he will have to maintain an unwieldy coalition of eight parties from the political right, left, and center. They include small Arab factions that is making history by sitting in the ruling coalition. If just one faction bolts, the government would be at risk of collapse. U.S. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts are bidding a symbolic farewell to Afghanistan at their last summit before the U.S.-led organization pulls out into troops from the country for good. The meeting is bound to renew questions about whether NATO's most ambitious operation ever was worth it. With the U.S. leading with the withdrawal, European allies and Canada want to hear more about Biden's thinking. They are concerned about how security will be assured at their embassies along major transport routes and, above all, Kabul's airport. Many observers wonder whether the Afghan government can survive a resurgent Taliban, and some think Kabul's is only a matter of time. European Union negotiators say international talks on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal, which crumbled under the United States or after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain held a 90-minute meeting with Iran representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital on Sunday. This is VOA News. Iran's seven presidential candidates have offered starkly different views in the country's final debate. Hardliners Saturday described those seeking ties with the West as infiltrators. The racist sole moderate warned a hardline government would only bring more sanctions for the Islamic Republic. Next week's election will see voters pick a candidate to replace the relatively moderate President Rouhani, whose term is limited from running again. Moscow's mayor has ordered a week off for some workplaces and imposed restrictions on many businesses to fight coronavirus infections that have more than doubled in the past week. The National Coronavirus Task Force reported more than 6,700 new confirmed cases on Saturday in Moscow. That's compared with more than 2,900 on June 6th. Nationally, the daily tally has spiked by nearly half over the past week. Moscow's mayor offered enterprises that do not normally work on weekends to remain closed for the next week while continuing to pay employees. In addition, food courts and children's play areas and shopping centers are to close for a week as well. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has led thousands of motorcyclist supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo and got hit with a fine for failure to wear a mask in violation of local pandemic restrictions. The conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop a sound truck where helmeted but largely maskless backers cheered and chanted as he insisted that masks were useless for those already vaccinated. That's an assertion disputed by most public health experts. Sao Paulo's state government press office said a fine would be imposed for violation of the mask requirement. The airline industry's recovery from the pandemic passed a milestone in the U.S. as more than 2 million people streamed through U.S. airport security checkpoints on Friday for the first time since early of March 2020. The Transportation Security Administration announced Saturday that 2.03 million travelers were screened at airport security checkpoints on Friday alone. Airline bookings have been picking up since around February as more Americans were vaccinated against COVID-19. And at least within the United States, travel restrictions like mandatory quarantines are beginning to ease. There's more, VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.